Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. International election observers say there were significant irregularities in the recent presidential and parliamentary elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Post-election violence is growing. Medical Teams International is working with refugees in neighboring Uganda. The ministry's president, Bas van der Zalm, says,
"We are starting to see more refugees coming into the country, which means that there is growing instability and insecurity and persecution. So almost every day now, we have 20 to 50 refugees coming into this camp."
Churches in the camp are helping. Pray many will turn to Christ as they do. Next, the fate of U.S. religious freedom may have been saved. Open Doors USA reports that the U.S. House decided Friday to keep the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom afloat. The commission's been hanging by a thread for the last couple of months as the House has debated whether or not to reauthorize its funding. This development means the commission will stay on the lookout for religious persecution, inadvertently helping ensure the spread of the gospel. And most of you will probably be heading to Christmas services this week and your pastor will speak. But what if your pastor didn't know anything more than you did on any of the subjects? Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford says that's actually a big problem worldwide.
Praise God, we've sent the Bible, we've sent teaching tools, but they sometimes need a better understanding of what they're reading so they can eloquently explain that to the members in their church.
CRI sends pastors' libraries with commentary, study Bibles, and doctrinal teaching tools to help pastors spread the gospel accurately. Help send a pastor's library this Christmas. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com, where you can not only find Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.